Speaking at the Republican National Convention last summer, Senator Kelly Ayotte offered this example for why she thinks Obamacare won't work.
Just a couple of months ago, a successful restaurant owner in Concord, New Hampshire, told me about his dilemma. He wanted to open up a second restaurant and hire more employees. But you know what? He realized that if he did, he would trigger penalties under Obamacare.
Those penalties can run high, as much as $2,000 per employee for any business with 50 or more employees that doesn't offer health insurance. And while an overwhelming majority of New Hampshire's large companies do currently provide insurance to workers, that's not the case for some retailers and restaurants. So Mike Summers with the New Hampshire Lodging and Restaurant Association welcomes news of the delay.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a relief at this point.
Instead of kicking in January 1st of 2014, the employer mandate is now pushed back a year along with the penalties. Summers says companies can use the time to continue assessing their options.
More than anything, this will just allow more time to educate business owners, get them up to speed on exactly what they need to do, when they need to do it, and all those kinds of pieces of the puzzle.
And it is a complicated puzzle for some businesses, especially those with seasonal or part-time employees. There's been concern that some firms would cut benefits since a $2,000 tax is likely less expensive than offering health insurance. Steve Gerlach is a tax attorney with Bernstein Scherer. He advises companies on the Affordable Care Act and cautions his clients to think long-term about how decisions impact a workforce.
If we cut coverage, or if we don't offer coverage, are we going to be able to hire the people that we need? Are we going to keep the people that we want to keep happy?
Gerlach says there is one group happy about the announcement: lawyers.
Anytime there's a major change in law, I mean, it certainly helps us. I thank God and Congress every day for my job.
There is no change in law to the individual mandate of the Affordable Care Act. That provision still kicks in January 2014. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.